listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Wednesday, April 8th, 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Now, on this transmission, you are going to get the facts. This morning at about 7:30, I posted to X what I believe was going to happen. I said the ceasefire is going to probably fall through. Trump will start saying that the agreement he made with the Iranians isn't the real agreement, because that's what he's done in the past. Israel's not going to stop. They already said that last night. And then when Iran strikes back, the media will say that Iran's broken the ceasefire. And because the general public is so low information and so politically, militarily illiterate, everyone will just run around and argue about what's happening when we know what's going on. So here's the facts. And I don't say this with pleasure or enjoyment, because this is the tree I was born in. This is the tree I live in. The rest of the world's got major problems too. I am all in on America and want us to succeed. And having Israel tail wag the dog and get us into this 39 now, we predicted everything would happen. It had been war game by all the major war colleges, by the think tanks. We knew a spectrum of bad things that were going to happen that go from bad to worse. And a one being, you know, bad but not too bad, and 100 being the end of the world, nuclear war. This has escalated up to about a 50 right now, okay? And when Trump came out and said we have a deal and oil prices dropped the most ever, 24% in just a few hours, the temperature went down from 50 to about 30. But as soon as the ceasefire falls through, that's already happening, and the strait gets closed again, which Iran just did minutes ago, confidence is lost and oil will go up even higher. And again, that is the basis of all inflation, and we are already in an inflationary crisis globally, and Trump's recovery plan is based on that. So here's the summation. I'll go unpack all the facts and share all the clips. This makes America look extremely weak. This endangers the dollar. It empowers our enemies. And so people say, well, then why did Trump capitulate? Which he did. I'll go through it. Because the other alternative of keeping the strait closed is even worse. We were put into a war designed as Great Reset 2.0, as COVID 2.0, to wreck the recovery, discredit MAGA, discredit populism, discredit nationalism operating on its own, to put the globalist New World Order back in charge. That's at the top 100,000-foot view. And then it goes down from there. Israel has its interests, wants a greater Israel, wants to knock out its enemies, but up higher with the Rothschilds and the central banks and BlackRock, they were the final reason the U.S. went forward with this, and the Saudis wanted it as well. And so now we are in a disaster. Now, Nick Fuentes says, and I'll play a clip coming up, that we've lost the war. Well, if we can pull out of this, we got a bloody nose, but we haven't lost the war. But the longer we stay in, and the longer Iran holds on, and the longer Iran wins a war of attrition and keeps the Strait of Hormuz closed, with riots already starting in Ireland and, you know, Southeast Asia and everywhere, with oil running out, Australia, and all that comes with that, Trump either totally escalates with giant ground invasions and nukes, because that's the only way to escalate past this, as Mark Levin and others in Israeli TV are calling for. That's how this works in escalation. That top general's on to explain it to you. And as this escalates, you either escalate into full, absolute, total war, and the Pentagon says it'll kill at least 100,000 U.S. troops to take the country. And so Mark Levin says last week, and we have the clip, well, let's just nuke them, you see? And that's Trump's brain on this. But Trump over a week ago began to wake up to the fact that this was a trap. and even made fun of Levin publicly and said, well, you're bad, you're an evil person, you give me bad advice, but you're nice to me, so I listen to you, even though I probably shouldn't have. Remember that clip I played about 10 times? And I'm talking to people that are talking to Trump, that are in the cabinet meeting. Susie Wiles is freaking out. Vance is freaking out. Trump's screaming at him, saying, no. He told Tucker Carlson 2 weeks ago. Tucker said, this is going to be a disaster. You're being set up. You got to get out of this. He said, it's going to be okay. And he said, how do you know that? Tucker told the New York Times this. And he said, well, everything always goes good for me. That's not really the case. But Trump perseveres, has good backers. So God has pulled us through on these things. But you can't always just expect it. Just because you've had success most of the time, you're always going to have it in the future. So that's where we are. And Vance was over in Hungary. He was the one getting this deal done. Trump saw the $150 oil. All his economists said, sir, if this even continues a week, the global economy is going down. And so Trump said, fine, make a deal. And I was told last night by people involved in it, I'll just leave it at that, because I got a call before it even got announced by an insider with Vance, that, hey, we got the deal, it's about to be announced. If you want to get ahead of it, and I was driving, and by the time I got home, it boom, popped up. I got it like 10 minutes before. And they said, look, Trump has agreed to this, and he hasn't even seen it. And I'm sitting there about, 8 o'clock at night or whatever, thinking, I shoot a video on this. And I'm going to wait. But the point is, here's Trump now today, just an hour ago, saying he hadn't even seen what they're claiming he agreed to and that he has his own agreement. So that's how crazy this is. That's why there's a constant flip-flopping and all this going on. So the deeper we get in, the worse. As I said at 7:30 this morning, my first report on this, I think that this is going to degenerate. The ceasefire will fall through, and then the war will then get worse, and I think Trump will then double down, and Israel will double down if we don't put massive political pressure on them. And the White House is admitting, Tucker Carlson, myself, and a bunch of other prominent people going after Trump had a huge effect with the base. Most of the military is telling Trump it's a bad idea. It gave them a lot of support. Susie Wiles, I told you 2 weeks ago, was asking members of the cabinet to push back on Trump. Then she leaked it to the news last week. So there's a lot of people trying to get Trump's brain out from under the control of Benjamin Netanyahu and his little wizard over there, Mark Levin, that literally was controlling Trump's brain. And Trump said so in repeated posts. This is what I think. Listen to him. That was two weeks ago. Last week, oh, you're a really bad person, really evil. I shouldn't have listened to you, but you tell me I'm great, so I did. I mean, it's like stream of consciousness craziness. So that is the facts. I got a bunch of clips I want to go to right now. But Israel announced last night, Netanyahu, there's video. He said, we're not stopping. We're going to keep hitting Iran. We're keep hitting Lebanon and just some of the biggest bombings yet. Iran fires missiles back. All over Fox News, Hannity. Why are they shooting missiles? They broke the deal, even though Israel had just announced they were going to intensify attacks. And again, Fox just can't help but manipulate its viewers. Just can't help but think, we've got stupid viewers. We've got idiots watching. Let's lie to them. Now, Iran came out about 2 hours ago and said, yeah, the ceasefire wasn't abided by. And Vance had said Israel was going to stand down. They didn't. So we're reclosing the strait. And we're going to continue attacking. So basically, there is no peace deal. Trump just agreed to something he hadn't even read so that it would make oil drop, which it did, from $150 a barrel to $98 a barrel. A $52 drop overnight. Now, what's going to happen when it becomes clear to everybody and the dust settles that the war is still going? Will Trump stop his, we'll destroy your civilization, you'll never come back, we'll blow up your water plants, genocide talk? War crimes talk? Because that's what caused the backlash. And a bunch of Republican senators saying, hey, buddy, when you do stuff, you can't call it a war crime, you got to call it something else. We're all for blowing them up, but you don't give the definition of it and say I'm going to commit a crime. I'm going to rob a bank, and I'm going to shoot the tellers when I go in. I mean, it's bad guy stuff. It's super villain Marvel comic. Give in to my demands or I'll destroy your planet. I am from the Bagugian Empire. I am from Cycronia. I am from Mars. I am here. You take me to your leader. You have 1 hour to capitulate till we destroy the planet. Tell me where the rebel base is or I'll destroy your home world of Alderaan. And here's Trump. Numerous agreements, lists, and letters are being sent out by people that have absolutely nothing to do with the USA-Iran negotiation. In many cases, they are total fraudsters, like the official Iranian government. And then Vance puts it out and says, yeah, this is the agreement. Charlatans and worse. They will be rapidly exposed after our federal investigation is completed. There is only one group, meaningful points, that are acceptable to the United States, and we will be discussing them behind closed doors during these negotiations. We were told the agreement was done. We were told they agreed to open the strait, which they did. We were told all this. We were told it was done. Now it's a negotiation. Go back to it. They will be rapidly exposed. I'm at CNN. After our federal investigation is completed, there is only one group of meaningful points that are acceptable to the United States, and we will be discussing them behind closed doors during these negotiations. These are the points that are the basis of which we agreed to a ceasefire. It is something that is reasonable and can easily be dispensed with. It is very much like fake news CNN last night, headline of source that had no authority or authority to write a letter claiming great authority, President Donald John Trump. This was given to CNN, they report, by Vance's delegation. The Iranians put out the same thing. We heard it was a two-week ceasefire. The ceasefire didn't hold. Now what are oil prices going to do? Yeah, people are going to wait and see. They'll probably stay where they are. And now when this falls through, and I think it will, wars are like black holes. They suck everything into them. It's very hard to stop them once they're started. I hope I'm wrong. But I think there's a 98% chance that within 2 weeks, it's even worse than it was yesterday. And a very good chance Trump's going to double down back to his old Tyrannosaurus Rex. Terrible tyrannical lizard behavior. That's what it means in Latin. And we're going to be there. Unless the public puts pressure and sane minds reach out to Trump, which did get him to listen. That's being admitted to. So don't think your voice doesn't count. When the neocon bots call you a traitor and an Iranian agent or whatever, because you're like, no, you can't destroy world civilization. No, you can't make sure they never come back. Remember, we're trying to liberate these people. No, Israel drug you into this and told you it'd be over in 4 days. They lied. And then you have other people that again, are running around celebrating. The classic little talk radio hosts and, you know, influencers that just regurgitate pure bull. And they're just like, devastating 25 trillion, quadrillion, zillion, bagillion, chess beyond God's mind. Trump got him to agree to everything by threatening to kill them all. Great genocide threat. Jones, you're an idiot. See, we were proven right. Incredible. Incredible. Midnight Hammer, it's over. No war with Iran ever. You were wrong when you said last summer that this would just lead to an expanded war very soon. No, you're wrong. We're right. Incredible. The war is over and Iran gave us everything. Meanwhile, Iran, if you see the agreement that Trump nebulously says is inaccurate, got everything it wants. And yep, it just came out. Iran state media says Strait of Hormuz is closed again. Iran has suspended the passage. Put it back on screen, please. This is the government of Iran has suspended the passage of oil tankers through the Strait of Hormuz in response to Israel strikes in Lebanon. The IRGC's Fars News reported earlier today two oil tankers were able to transit the strait with permission from Iran, Fars stated. And Trump will call that a gift. They're probably Chinese.
We're doing a deal. They gave us 10 tankers. They gave us two. We got the oil. Big victory, big prize, fruit basket, some nice summer sausage in there, some chocolate candies, and some coffee, and some spiced tea. Nice basket. Gonna Gonna give him another 2 weeks. Okay.
So that's where we are. I'm gonna go over the plan that the New York Times got from the delegation and from the Iranians, from the U.S. and from the Iranians. Oh, Mark Levin's saying more things about me. Yeah, Mark Levin was calling for these Blaze reporters that are warning about the war to all be fired. And I said, yes, fire and bomb anyone you don't agree with. When you die, you're going to share a jail cell in hell with Hitler. And then says Goebbels, that's the Nazi propaganda minister, I could see you as a camp guard, you disgusting slob. Have you paid your bills yet, deadbeat? You mean the fake CIA, FBI-run show trials that'll be overturned by the Texas Court of Appeals? There he is defending the left's war on free speech and calling me a deadbeat and a slob. Hey, buddy, I did hundreds of sit-ups and push-ups today and lifted a bunch of weights, and I hiked 5 miles yesterday, and I am not a fat slob. I mean, what is this thing? I am a fat slob? I've been overweight and kind of slobbish before. You look like dandruff on the ass of a possum or something that crawled out of Satan's butt. I mean, I love, like, can you argue with something I said? I responded to him saying, fire this Blaze reporter that criticized the war. Fire this piece of crap, this slob, this garbage, get rid of him. And meanwhile, he's like, blow up and kill everybody we disagree with in the Middle East. And I respond with real facts. You want to fire people and bomb people you disagree with, and you're going to share a jail cell in hell with Hitler. And his response is, you're a fat slob, deadbeat, that won't pay the Democrat Party their $1.5 billion fake judgment. Oh, yeah, he was an ever-Trumper back when Trump was getting sued by the same people, the same law firms. He supports the same law firms. I bet that slob can't even wipe his ass. I mean, look at him. It's like a raccoon or something. But he's so pissed. I got clips of him coming up. Oh, he's so mad. He was calling for Trump. Well, if the military says we'll lose hundreds of thousands of troops invading, they'll die. Then use a nuclear weapon. So I love having Mark Levin because he attacks me a bunch. I can't even keep track of it. I'll just be going around through X reading news articles, and it's just like Mark Levin attacking me, Mark Levin attacking me, Ben Shapiro attacking me. I love it because you're Jonathan Pollard. You're an Israeli intelligence asset in my view. You certainly operate just like one. You're a propagandist. You're the guy that writes the propaganda for Sean Hannity. So you're the mouth of Sean Hannity. You're the voice of Sean Hannity, or he's your mouth. So you're the propagandist, pal. Who's the point man on negotiations? Who cut out our ally? Who has fought by our side? Unlike most NATO countries. So last night and today, he's like, oh my God, I've got the plan. He got it from Israel too. It's the real plan. That is a major defeat from what Trump wanted. Unconditional surrender. Okay, you can have your uranium. If it's not enriched this level, we have inspectors. Okay. Reparations. Okay, you can control the strait and charge $2 million per ship. You get $1 million, another country gets another million. That is a major, 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 major defeat. But it's okay. Because continuing deeper into it will be a bigger defeat. You got to know when you've been hoodwinked, Trump. You got to know when you've been scammed by the Israel lobby and the weird Christian Zionist fruitcakes, Pastor Hagee. Yeah, there it is. There will be no deal. Let me say it in the great and powerful laws. There will be no deal with Iran except unconditional surrender. After that, and the selection of a great and acceptable leader, we and many of our wonderful and very brave allies, Israel, and partners will work tirelessly to bring Iran back from the brink of destruction, making it economically bigger, better, and stronger than ever before. Iran will have a great future. Make Iran great again. MEGA. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump. That was back on March 6th, a month and 2 days ago. Aged very well. Then we got this. Let's do this in Darth Vader's voice. A whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will. However, now that we have complete and total regime change, we're different, smarter, and less radicalized minds prevail. Maybe something revolutionary, wonderful can happen. Who knows? We will find out tonight. One of the most important moments in the long and complex history of the world. 47 years of extortion, corruption, and death will finally end. God bless the people of Iran! And then he basically gives them everything they want. And then that's embarrassing, so he pulls back from that. Oh, I got the stock market back up. I got the oil down. Okay, now the war's not over, and now there's no peace deal. And now Mark Levin is back in charge. The midget riding master blaster. Remember, I use the analogy Munchkin, everybody uses it. It's a popular meme, type into X. Trump and Israel master blaster meme. That's beyond Thunderdome. It's a little engineer midget, or dwarf actually, that sits on like this 7 foot tall, giant, mentally retarded man. And so they decide who runs Bartertown by who can win the gladiatorial games. Well, he's got the master blaster, is the two together. Who runs Bartertown? Master Blaster runs Bartertown. And here's Trump, and walking over in a little elf outfit, little demonic flying monkey outfit. I want Trump as the Wicked Witch from Wizard of Oz with the neocons as flying monkeys. Give it to me. But there's Levin. He's right now climbing back up the back of Trump. He had to stop and have a few dingleberries first, but a little snack. Little sustenance, little kosher sustenance. But now he's climbing. He also a little moil service on Trump. You need to update on your circumstances. See a little moil work on Trump. Then he climbed up, had a few dingleberries, and now he's climbing back up to his perch atop Trump.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies, the delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact? Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.